Test 71, Section 2, Question 24. So with this one, we're looking for the pediatrician's argument being vulnerable to criticism. So we want to know what's it vulnerable to. So flaw. Swollen tonsils give rise to breathing problems during sleep. Surgical removal has been shown to alleviate sleep disturbances. Tonsils cause problems in sleep, and surgical removal fixes it. So removing children's tonsils before swelling even occurs will ensure that they do not experience any breathing problems during sleep. Well, the problem with that is just because we remove one of the problems doesn't mean that they won't have any breathing problems during sleep. There could be other things that cause sleep problems as well. So A relies on an inappropriate appeal to authority. And this is kind of a fails to take into account other things. So it's not inappropriate appeal to authority. Relies on an assumption that is tantamount to assuming that the conclusion is true. That's circular reasoning, and that's not what's happening here. Infers from the fact that an action has a certain effect that the action is intended to produce that. It wasn't about what our intent is. It was about whether there are other possible causes. Fails to consider the possibility there may be other medical reasons for surgically removing a child's tonsils. Well, it fails to consider something, but it's not other reasons to take out the tonsils. It's other things that could cause breathing problems. Fails to consider the possibility that some breathing problems during sleep may be caused by something other than swollen tonsils. Yes, that's exactly what we were looking for, and so E is our correct response.